This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Cost of just $35 a month per type of insulin, and some plans may offer it free. So for everybody that's getting ripped off and paying tremendous prices, senior citizens, is a tremendous saving.
It is President Biden and I that took on Big Pharma and finally capped the cost of insulin for our seniors at $35 a month. But Donald Trump and his running mate intend to get rid of our $35 cap on insulin.
So there's yet another example of Kamala Harris swiping policies that are very much so been Donald Trump's policies, selling them as her own, trying to make the American people believe she's for something when she's not. I mean, it's ridiculous. And we see it over and over and over again. Thank you for tuning in today to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad that you are here. The YouTube live chat poll is, how will Kamala's avoidance strategy impact her campaign? Will it help her? Will it hurt her? Is there no impact to the campaign? Or you don't even think she's avoiding the media? It's an important question that we need to ask. A lot of pressure. She said she was going to do an interview by the end of August, and we are pretty much at the end of August right now. So we will wait and see if she's going to make good on her word and sit down and answer questions from the American people. I want to talk a little bit about immigration here, because it's definitely something that is at the top of a lot of people's interest when it comes to how the next president is going to address the southern border. And a lot of different people are making points right now where we need to remember where facts actually are facts and not just political talking points.
You know, this program makes undocumented or illegal migrants eligible for $150,000 in taxpayer subsidies to buy a home. So lawmakers created this program so U.S. citizens and legal residents could afford to live here. But last week, Democrats changed the law to say an applicant who meets the requirements for a loan purchase program shall not be disqualified by the agency solely based on an applicant's immigration status.
So the policies of the current administration, the Biden administration, is to let people come in. And if you is there anybody who's disagreeing on that they willfully want people to come in? You have Kamala Harris when she went to the triangle. What was it, the triangle countries? What do you call that? And she says, don't come. And then you have the added comments from Joe Biden when he was running for president, like basically saying, everybody come, show up. We want you here. And then we hear from the left all the time, like, are we not a nation built from immigrants? And the understanding is, yes, there are people who came here because they loved and wanted to abide by a system that was in place and to build up on it, not to infiltrate it and tear it down. Why is that not easy to understand? Why is that so complicated to understand? That was William Lajeunesse reporting there. Here's a Democratic senator and Senator Murphy commenting on the issue of illegal immigration. Listen to Senator Murphy.
You do have to acknowledge people's fear today. I mean, there are many neighborhoods in this country that have unacceptable levels of violence. That is just true. But you don't have to feed in to the irrational fear that Trump is trying to make people feel. And it is important to push back on this idea of a migrant crime wave.
Why is it important to push back on the isn't crime anywhere crime that we should be trying to pursue and rid ourselves of? Isn't it a little ridiculous to think about people who came here against our laws, abusing our systems, stretching and manipulating our systems? Isn't it a little bit ridiculous that they came here under, at best, the bending of our laws and rules, and at worst, coming in to steal the American dream? And then while they're here, they just continue to commit crimes that are ending the lives of innocent people like Lake and Riley? Does that matter? Why would we not call that out? Why would we not shine a spotlight on that? And even more so, this faux solution that is often offered by the left. Here's Senator Kirsten Gillibrand talking about
the bipartisan immigration bill that we negotiated in the Senate. And I think there's pieces of that that the entire country would like us to implement. For example, more lawyers and judges. So if you're claiming asylum, you can adjudicate those cases in 2 or 3 months, not 2 or 3 years. And making sure governors like Governor Hochul can issue emergency work visas. If she has 200,000 open jobs, she can get those migrants to work in her own state. Those are simple, common-sensey things that are bipartisan and ready to go. So those will be easy to talk about because we've been trying to pass those laws. And she can talk about whatever else she thinks she wants to do as commander-in-chief. And I'm excited about it.
Did she say common-sensey things?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
It is a verb.
Okay.
Or adverb.
One of those.
Adjective, maybe.
Maybe.
I didn't think it through before I started talking.
sounds like her.
Yeah.
It is not a solution to the problem of people coming here to say we're going to process them into the country faster. That's not something that helps solve the problem of people coming here who are living on the dole, not contributing to the bottom line. In California, we now have people who are going to be able to benefit from the taxpayer dollars so that people can get housing. I mean, is there a bigger housing crisis than what's going on in California? When you see pictures of people, I'm incredibly bothered when I drive into downtown St. Louis, down Tucker, at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and there are just people passed out all over the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not about, and I know how people could make this seem like, oh, it hurts Annie's eyes to see these. It's not that. It's that the situation is so dire and so hopeless in the city of St. Louis that this is just what it's come to. This, and it's acceptable. You just drive past it every day.
And it's not just, oh, this is something that I have to deal with as I'm driving past it. You're also thinking about these people's lives and what came to, at what point did it get so bad that now they're just living on the streets and there's so many more. But I just walked down to get sushi today, right before the show started.
The gas station?
No, I did not go to the gas station to get my sushi.
I love how you're, like, better than that.
I am better than that. But I walked about 3 or 4 blocks from here toward the Arch, and we're right downtown by Soldiers Memorial. And there are businesses that 5, 10 years ago were thriving. I'm walking past them. They're all closed.
A mess.
There's very few restaurants like there used to be.
The Q in the Lou, the big barbecue festival, canceled it, safety concerns.
Oh, no, really?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, the thought that you can't have this big festival in St. Louis, of all places.
Yeah.
I mean, we were pretty happy with our barbecue here locally. It's on Yahoo, even. It's like a national story.
Is it really?
Yeah. They pulled the story from KTVI, but Yahoo is carrying it. And the KTVI report is the Q in the Lou Barbecue Festival, an event that was expected to bring pit masters from across the country to downtown St. Louis, has been canceled less than 2 weeks before it was scheduled to take place. 2 weeks. People, that's...
Yeah, that's it, already... You're already done with it.
In the event planning process, 2 weeks is like... you've already started.
Yeah.
It's not like, well, it was a good idea, but we're not going to pull it
off. Yeah, we're not going to do it this year. That's like the last minute you could announce it.
The event, which was to be held at the Arch Grounds from September 6th to 8th, is a disappointment for many barbecue enthusiasts and has been a popular attraction in St. Louis for about a decade. Event organizers cited a lack of VIP ticket sales and corporate sponsorships as the primary reasons for the cancellation, a problem they say stemmed from the safety concerns surrounding recent high-profile shootings downtown over the 4th of July weekend. Sean Hadley, one of the event organizers, confirmed the news to our reporting partners at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and expressed disappointment, saying, quote, "We're seeing a lack of support. It's not there. The organizers have been working to address sponsor concerns, including downtown safety, but were unable to secure the necessary funding to move forward." Again, a KTVI report by Megan Miller. I mean, I'm not surprised. Every time they have one of these events, I always think, ah, that'd be fun to go to. I'm not bringing my family.
Yeah, exactly. It's so much. As I was walking today, like I said before the show, and I obviously I'm conservative. I'm on a conservative talk show. We talk about politics all the time, so it's top of mind. But I also was thinking as I'm walking past businesses that really did, like in the time I've been at 97.1 since 2018, are not there anymore. I would ask the question of anybody on the left, what are the policies that are working where you have all the power? The deepest blue areas, how are they doing? And then tell me how they're succeeding or what they're doing to make things better. Because I see literally nothing that any Democrat politician is doing that's bettering the areas they control.
I mean, do you, Terry, do you want, or Terry, Brad, do you want your wife to be walking down?
Whose name is Terry?
I was thinking of your wife.
Yes.
Do you want your wife to be, if she were here, like maybe for whatever reason she came to work with you, she'd go walking downtown?
No.
See the sights. I mean, you can't like stop her if she wants to do it, but you'd probably be apprehensive about it.
Yeah, I would strongly advise her against that. I've seen too much stuff. Like just in driving in to work and home from work, I've seen too many things. I've seen women accosted, not physically, but you know, guys exposing themselves to young women as they're walking across the street.
Yep.
It's insane. There's, as you're getting up onto the Stan Musial Bridge to your right, there's a whole encampment down there of people that they don't have anything else in their life, but this is all they have left is this open, abandoned lot, and they're just going to put up their tent or their towels or whatever, and that's where they live. I was coming in this morning, and at the McDonald's down the street, there was a guy walking across, no shoes, the one leg looked like it was about ready to fall off. Out of some sort of infection or disease and stuff like that. And it's just terrible.
How do you help those people?
That's what's so hopeless about it.
It requires some level of, not force, but like you have to be compelled to act.
Yeah. If you're going to go out right now and say, I want to go help homeless people and go take, you know, a couple of box lunches out there, good for you. You're doing something, but that's not addressing the problem. And to address this problem, you need all hands on deck. Everybody's got to be moving in the same direction, which is why it's so hopeless, because you know it's not going to happen.
Mental health issues, drug issues, substance abuse issues, people who have been at the wrong end of abuse issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much that goes together. I don't feel safe. There are stoplights that are red that I won't stop at. From time to time, I do my best to all the police officers listening. I don't think I need to explain myself. If I were their wife or daughter or mother, I don't think am I old enough? I hope not. Maybe.
Yeah.
What's the youngest you can be a police officer?
Probably about 20, 21. So.
Man. dang it. I don't think that they... When I'm pulling up to a stoplight and it's red and there are multiple people who are walking off of the median up to your window and staring at you in the window because they want something from you, I'm not stopping. I'm looking both ways and I'm going to the next stoplight. I might stop at the next green light just to like even it out.
Just to be fair.
Yeah. No people coming up to my window here. I'll just, how about I stop there? It's real safe, too.
It is different for a woman than a man, too, because I just walked yesterday. Hey, I walk around this area a little bit, not a ton, but the last couple of days I have. I walked down to KFC. It is literally in the same building.
Yeah.
And I got approached by at least two homeless people. I mean, it's in this building. I was barely on the sidewalk at all. And I thought, if I were not a guy, and I can at least like turn a little bit and like make some sort of gesture like, don't approach me. But I would think, if I'm a woman, I don't know that that guy is going to be intimidated. I'm not saying he's intimidated by me, but I'm at least making a gesture like, don't approach me. If I'm a woman, I would be much more scared to just walk down to get fast food.
I just don't do it.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, the thing of it that I have to remind myself is that a lot of these people could just be down on their luck, but most of them, I mean, there's help right around the corner. St. Patrick's Center, St. Patrick's Center is right there.
Yeah.
They can get the resources they need to move. If they are of sound mind and have been down on their luck, there are resources out there to help them. When I had my car stolen from me, at a gas station in 2012, the middle of the day, carjacked. They told me that I wasn't technically carjacked because they didn't remove me from the vehicle. I'm like, oh, well, that makes me feel better. I was pumping gas and I was standing right next to it and they jumped in my car and drove off with it. But I was told
car-jailed.
Yeah, it's the softer side. Yeah. Come see the softer side of carjacking. The detectives would tell me, don't ever, ever, ever give these people stuff when they walk up and approach you. I know that you want to be nice. I know that you're being caring and compassionate. I know that's what you're doing, but it just keeps them doing it. And they said they don't need help from you. They are turning down help in other places that won't help them because they won't stop doing the bad things that they need to stop doing in order to get help, which means that if they're not willing to stop doing the drugs or, you know, stop abusing those types of things, if they're not willing to play within the system because they need those substances so badly, where do you think your dollar is going when you give them the dollar?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's the thing that matters to them. Like I would give people, the gas station was right next to a Rally's downtown, south of the stadium. And it was 4:15 in the afternoon when I got my car stolen, but that's where I used to get gas from. And I would get those entertainment books, buy them for a fundraiser or whatever, you know, the savings books, coupons books. I would give them coupons for like buy one, get one free burgers and stuff and I would save the ones from Rally's so I could give it to them when they were there and they didn't want them. I would be like, do you want food? They didn't want it. They wanted money. They only wanted money.
Yeah.
Because they, like, you know, oh, I need to catch a train and I need to get to such and such place and my person can't come pick me up and I just need to catch a train. Do you have the answer is no, I don't have that money to spare for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department told me, don't give them things. The one person who downtown, who is there pretty consistently, that actually makes me kind of angry is the guy who stands in the median. It's on Tucker and his sign says spare money. ? And it's like, none of my money is spare. not a penny that I have is extra. I could choose to do something with that and I could choose to be charitable with it, but it's not like whatever the size at any given time throughout the course of the month of the year, however big or small my pile of money is, there's no part of it that is deemed extra. That sign aggravates the heck out of me. There was another guy, I didn't talk about this yet, but there was another guy who I was coming downtown on Tucker. It was close to the McDonald's that's downtown. And I'm sitting there and he's got a sign up, cardboard sign or whatever. And his sign said something about like money, whatever. And it said F Trump. And,
wow.
And I was like, just stay quiet, Annie. Don't say, like, what am I going to do? What am I going to say to this guy? Well,
he's an undecided voter, maybe.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure he's decided someone's voting
okay.
for him. The in the back of my car at the time, there's somebody who was close to me who wanted a Trump hat. So I got a Trump hat. I like reached back and I was like, no. This is not the time to be like, put that head on. Like, I just didn't. But I had to refrain. I thought the gall to sit on the side of the road begging for money with a sign that you split time to say F Trump.
Uh-huh.
Your knee, like, does that pay?
I bet it does.
Yeah. Do people say, if it would have said the same thing about Kamala Harris, would I have felt compelled to be like, here's my money?
They're banking on people doing that because they're trying to find anything they can to hit an emotional point for you. And if it hits
you
hate Trump that bad, oh man, I'm going to give that guy a couple bucks. He's got a sign that says blank Trump, you know?
I mean, how long do you sit at a red light? I was sitting there and had all of these ideas and thoughts in this amount of time, but I was thinking about giving him the hat.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Tomorrow he'd wear the hat. He'd have a sign that said, let's go, Brandon.
And then people be making money too.
And people on the other side might see that and go, oh yeah, okay. I'll give you a couple bucks.
Can I dress you up like a homeless person and just, we can try both things and see what happens?
As long as I'm in a really nice part of town.
We'll put you in St. Charles.
I don't want to be like, yeah, I don't want to put myself in danger.
Yeah. You go wear a MAGA hat in St. Charles with a cardboard sign that says spare money question mark.
Yeah.
And then on the side, let's go, Brandon. You quit this job.
Just put
you
me
just
in.
Start doing that for a living.
I'll have a big old beard.
St. Charles would be like, he's one of ours.
Have a bunch of Cheetos in it. And I'll hold a sign that says, let's go, Brandon, with a MAGA hat. And just put me in a subdivision in St. Charles.
Yeah.
Not like in a major.
You would be a destination for people. Yeah. People would come to see you and give you money. There's something there, I'm telling you what.
Okay.
I don't know if I want you to do it. I think I want to do
it. Well, yeah, go ahead. It's your idea. Trademark.
Yeah. Or maybe I'll go out with the Trump sign in St. Charles and you can go downtown with the Harris sign.
Well, again, I don't want to put myself in danger. I don't want to stand out on these streets.
Man, let's take a quick break. We're going to speak with Doug Shoemaker when we come back. At 1:45, he's going to talk to us about Midwest Wing Fest. Please go to MidwestWingFest.com to get your tickets. A really great cause, but an even better event this weekend coming up, Midwest Wing Fest. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Any Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Show. I am so excited to have my friend Doug Shoemaker back in studio with us. You're the brain of Midwest Wingfest, wouldn't you say?
I don't know if I would say that.
There's not a
whole lot going on inside here most of the time.
We mentioned Midwest Wingfest a while back. I've been talking about it, encouraging everybody to go to MidwestWingfest.com. We're going to talk about why you put this together here in a second. But that video from Ryan Wiggins dancing to that amazing band, the dancing was offensive. The music was fantastic. It's legendary, right?
The thing about the dancing is that it's the same no matter the song.
It is. That's true. There's a lot of
just
hips.
Thrusting back and forth.
It's more it's side kind to side.
Of slow dancing, but with hip thrusting.
He's going to leave and come back later, I think. You're ruining the segment,
maybe,
Ryan.
Maybe I leave first and then he can finish?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not sure what just happened.
I don't either.
Just see the video.
Doug, I'm never sure what's happening, ever. So you are part of this genesis of this idea of Midwest Wingfest. And the thing that I love the most about it is you kind of had this idea and this desire to recognize really, really valuable, important heroes in our community, but you also saw these other things and you were able to, like the Dandian, we're gonna talk about that, but all of these different things you were able to see and piece together into this amazing event that's happening this weekend, Friday and Saturday in Fairview Heights in the Dillard's parking lot at Fairview at St. Clair Square for the perfect cause. So talk to me first about Midwest Wing Fest. Like, what is the reason you do all of this?
You know, so in the beginning, it was more of just a community event. You know, I was a kid that grew up in a smaller community, and the homecomings and all those things really meant a lot to us. And we were kind of getting to a time where some grade school friends of mine, some high school friends of mine, we were with the Chamber of Commerce.
Where'd you go to high school?
Belleville East.
No, okay.
Yay, you're on
Lancers,
our side.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm on the right side of the Mississippi Ocean.
That's right.
So, you know, we just wanted to do something for the community. So we started putting it together in the beginning as a community event, kind of a Chamber of Commerce event. And I've always been a pretty passionate person about our military. I was in the Air Force for a very short period of time. And I think it was the fact that I got out early. I was on an inactive status. And after that happened, I saw my unit get deployed. And ever since then, I just had that feeling that I just never did enough. And, you know, those have always been our heroes, whether it be our military, our law enforcement, our firefighters. And ever since I was a little kid, you know, those were the people that we looked up to. And so when we were looking for, you know, what's the right cause going to be? What's the right charity going to be? It's always been, you know, either disabled veterans or we've done a lot for folks with PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of work the last 10 years with an organization called Blue Skies Warrior Weekend, where we take combat wounded soldiers and the families of fallen heroes, whether it be soldiers or officers or firefighters, and we take them out for 2 or 3 days in Ohio, where we jump out airplanes, we ride in World War II bombers.
Legit.
Yeah, we do some really fun, crazy stuff out there. But I think what I've grown to love about it the most, and it just really, it's who Wingfest is, mm-hmm. is we're taking these heroes out that have gone through something that most of us could never, ever understand. And these are people that have seen something really traumatic. They run to the gunshots. They run to the fires. And unfortunately, for a lot of them, they don't really get much healing. You know, they don't get past it because they don't talk about it. And that's what we provide. You know, when we get these men and women out there with other men and women that have gone through what they're going through, just to see them start to open up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We don't force healing. We don't make them talk about stuff they don't want to talk about. But when
you kind of acknowledge that this thing is there and it exists. And if you come home, it doesn't, you don't put that on the shelf and walk away from it.
Yeah. And, you know, I heard something said a while back that, you know, we train these men and women how to go to war or how to go fight the fires or do those things. But we don't do a very good job training them how to come home and to get the healing that they need, you know. So we're very excited that the miracles that we see happen out at Blue Skies every year, when we see these sometimes men or women that were in Vietnam 40, 50 years ago and have had zero healing since, and we see them open up to other people out there, and we introduce them to this family that they didn't even know they had, it's just downright miraculous.
So it's $5. That's all it takes to get in for folks 12 and older. $5 gets you in, and again, the proceeds go to help these warriors, these local heroes. That's another thing that I love, is that this is a local thing. $5 to get in Friday, $5 to get in Saturday, but there are also VIP tickets available, which is where Ryan really shines. The VIP tent. Talk to me about, if you buy that ticket, what they all get to enjoy that maybe you don't get with the $5 ticket.
Yeah, so when you do the $5 ticket, you're going to get to come in and sample different wings, 15 different wing vendors you can go to, and they all have their own pricing. They all have all kinds of different food items. But when you do the VIP, you're going to get, number one, Dandy N Wings, which anybody from my side of the Mississippi Ocean...
That means something.
That means something, man. And, you know, that place was there for 40 years. It was a historic building. Not only that, it was the first buffalo wing I can remember ever eating and knowing that it was going to change my life.
And so can you get Dandy N Wings anywhere anymore?
No.
I didn't think
yes,
so.
Yes, you can.
Well, oh,
Friday
there,
and Saturday at Midwest Wing Fest.
Yeah, all you got to do is buy that VIP pass. And so there'll be Dandy N Wings in there. Mark Daniels himself will be in there cooking. He's kind of a local celebrity. People love coming in and saying hi to Mark. They miss the man. But we'll also have samplings in there from a lot of our other food vendors as well. So there's all kinds of food in there. There's extremely frosty beverages from our friends at Chick Fritz.
Yes.
And, that's where you want to be. Best view of the stage. It's a good time.
It is. It is such a fun time. And I'm looking right now through the schedule of events. This is this Friday and Saturday. So we've got your weekend plans for you. Pick an evening, go both evenings, and enjoy great food and great drinks. You've got music scheduled. You've got Gateway Classic Cars, Caffeine and Chrome, which sounds like a lot of fun. That sounds up Brad's alley. Tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we're actually starting out. We've got some of our American Legion buddies. They're going to be over at Gateway Classic Cars for their Caffeine and Chrome. And around 10:30 or 11 o'clock, I'm going to probably head over there and do a little bit of yapping at folks to beg, plead, and grovel with them to bring those beautiful cars on over to the Midwest Wing Fest car cruise that's from 11 to 3.
Perfect.
So Friday night, Friday and Saturday, we've got kind of a little bit of a newer area where, you know, I remember growing up as a kid and we'd see our firefighters or our police officers and they were our heroes, man. Like, we just wanted to be them. And for whatever reason, I feel like that's been missing for a while. You know, so I started talking to our local police chief and our mayor and a lot of other folks. And it's like, man, why don't we put together this area where kids can see these just awesome military vehicles and police vehicles and fire trucks? So we've got the Army bringing out a big old rock wall. We've got the Navy bringing an explosive ordnance disposal display.
Oh, man. I got a 7-year-old that wants to hear this.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He just loves, like, that weaponry and Army and police. He just, like, anything that has to do with weapons, he's like, ooh, I want to see that.
You got to bring him, man. I mean, there's going to be so much cool stuff there. I mean, like I said, a bunch of different branches of our military, our law enforcement's going to be there. And I just want our kids to be able to get out there. Your kids to be able to get out there and shake their hands and give them a hug and see their heroes. And we might not change the world this year, but I think we do this every year and this area keeps growing and growing. We're going to bring patriotism back in a big way. And that's one of the other things I wanted to mention this year. We've partnered with a group called the Flagman's Mission Continues. And Jeff is a local guy. When you guys drive by a cemetery and you see the hundreds upon hundreds of flags that are up, most people think that the cemetery did that or... No, that's this gentleman's group. Larry, the flagman, started this many years ago. Jeff took it over, and I actually heard Jeff being interviewed on one of your stations, and I had to reach out to the guy. And we've kind of become friends, and we've decided this year that we're going to wrap Wingfest in those 10-foot-tall, 3-foot-by-5-foot American flags. It's going to be the most patriotic Wingfest you've ever seen. And we've stopped selling those sponsorships this year, but we'll open that up here probably in a few months where people will be able to sponsor those flags next year. So you can come out and take a picture with the hero you sponsored, or just be part of that patriotism.
That's great. The website is MidwestWingFest.com, so you can go there right now and learn all the details or see the schedule, the calendar of what's going on. If you're trying to pick between Friday or Saturday, or you go and you're like, okay, fine, I'll go both Friday and Saturday. You can also get your tickets at MidwestWingFest.com, but I scrolled to the bottom of, close to the bottom of the homepage, and there's a Donate Now button, and I think that it's important to highlight this right now because a lot of people listening are going, oh man, that's awesome. That's amazing. They're going out of town for Labor Day weekend, or maybe they've got prior commitments this weekend, but they want to help. If somebody goes and clicks on that Donate Now button at MidwestWingFest.com, how does that help?
Oh, you know, it gets said a lot, but every dollar counts, and I really mean it. When you look at the fact that we normally have over 20,000 people that come out to the festival, if you think that if every person did just one extra dollar, the lives that we could change with that money, you know, so think of the people that are hearing us that would love to go, to your point, that can't. Just $1, guys, it really, truly adds up. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I always encourage people to donate $9.71 so that the people know exactly where it came from, but I also encourage you to move the desk. If you can, to yes. make it a little bit more, you can donate $5, $20, $50, $100 right there. You can donate $1. You can make it your own donation, whatever. But if you can help, I encourage you to do that. The thing that I love the most, Doug, about Midwest Swing Fest is how it's local. Because a lot of times there's these big organizations that do the most amazing things, and then the money gets raised nationally, and then it kind of goes out nationally. You don't always feel the fingerprint of the effort being made as locally as they will if people choose to have a great time this weekend and go to Midwest Swing Fest.
Absolutely. Yep. High school buddies, man. I don't know what I would do without these team. They're the most amazing people ever. There's upwards of 200 volunteers is what it takes to put it on. So the last thing I'd like to mention is when you make that donation, even if it's just a dollar, check out the raffle items, because everybody that makes any donation is going to go in the drawing for the raffle.
Okay.
Now, anybody from your show that goes on and volunteers at Wingfest, they can go to MidwestWingFest.com/volunteer or just click the volunteer tab. If you volunteer for a shift, you come up to our little information booth at the main entrance after your shift, and you're going to get free VIP passes.
Oh.
So the next five people that sign up for a shift, make sure we know you signed up.
Yes.
And you're getting free VIP passes after your shift.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, I've got the website up here right now for people watching on the stream, MidwestWingFest.com/volunteer. It's so cool that you guys are high school buddies who just decided to do something. Like, what a good reason to spend time together, but to have something that is a productive, good cause.
It's a reunion every year.
Doug, thank you for including our show in this. We have loved being able to talk about it and support it. And, you know, this is in the heart of St. Clair County, where a lot of our listeners are. And we are always grateful to shine a light on things that anybody is doing that really helps our local heroes, Illinois as well for us, because that's our home. So if MidwestWingFest.com, go get your tickets. Please consider making a donation. It doesn't have to be a big donation. You might not change the world with just your dollar, but if you do it and the next person does it and the next person does, all of a sudden we're making a big impact. And here at the Andy Fry Show, we like to make big impacts. So we appreciate it. Doug, thanks for being here today.
Thank you. I really appreciate you.
It's always great to see you. And here's for a wonderful Midwest Wing Fest this Labor Day weekend, right there at St. Clair Square, the Dillard's parking lot in Fairview Heights. MidwestWingFest.com. Go get your tickets. Make huge donations. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. So I played earlier in the show this Cornel West video. Did you see that, Brad?
I heard the audio.
You heard the audio?
Yeah.
Where he's talking about getting to the bottom of...
Yes.
So listen.
Okay.
Just for a second. On the Andy Fry Show on Friday, the poll question was, what full story do you want the most? The first thing was the Trump assassination attempt.
Mm-hmm.
We asked that poll at the beginning of the show, obviously. And in that show, RFK Jr. suspends his campaign in swing states and endorses Trump. That night, RFK Jr., in one of the coolest political entrances to a rally that I've ever seen, sorry, Foo Fighters, comes onto the stage, and Donald Trump announces that if he wins, he's going to create a commission on assassinations and put RFK Jr. in charge of it or something.
That's so BA.
That was the first thing on our full story list, was Trump's assassination. So in a day, check, if Donald Trump gets elected. Now, RFK Jr., make America healthy again. That's his big thing. Now we've got Cornel West going out and saying, we need the truth.
about COVID.
On vaccines and COVID. So all we have left is the 2020 election and Jeffrey Epstein.
Jill Stein is going to bust open the 2020 election. She's going to be like, uh-oh.
She could.
I got a whistleblower.
She could. She's been as screwed by the Democrat Party as anybody.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I'm just saying, we are betting 500 right now.
Between the two.
Let's go.
I really hope Jill Stein busts open the 2020 election and not Jeffrey Epstein. I want somebody else to be a part of that.
I don't care who does.
I don't either, but I think Jill Stein is more likely to have a problem with the 2020 election.
How would you feel about a WikiLeaks Jeffrey Epstein info spill? Is there anything, would there be something wrong with that?
Here's the problem. With almost any of these stories, because they're so big and they would involve so many people, so much money, so much power, you'd need somebody to be on record breaking the whole thing from the inside. So if it's just WikiLeaks and they hacked them or something, yes, it would mean a lot, but you need that person to come out and bust it.
I mean, Christopher says Jill Stein, Gary Johnson, Bernie Sanders all come out to endorse Trump to spite the DNC. I mean, I could see why they would.
I mean, Gary Johnson wouldn't be too far of a stretch, but Bernie Sanders, I think I'd be watching that one.
If you're more invested in the downfall of the Democrat Party as it exists currently, that's your move.
That Cornel West audio is really surprising because it's like there's this big alignment happening of people who have almost nothing in common politically, except they hate corruption.
I really like the like jazzy little snappy beat behind us.
Yeah,
like,
thank you.
We're gonna expose the vaccine, big pharma, COVID, whatever the truth is. We need the truth. That's what he keeps saying. We need to know the truth, and we need to get the people out of the way who are keeping us from the truth. And it's like, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And I'm like, okay. This is how I feel about it.
Yeah,
like,
I want the truth, go. And I love your groove.
Yeah. All at once, Cornel West. Well, not the rest of his policies, but all hands in the middle. Let's beat the Democrats in November. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. How will Kamala's avoidance strategy impact her campaign? Brad, Ryan, and myself will answer that when we come back. You need to answer it on the YouTube live chat poll right now. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So I played earlier in the show this Cornel West video. Did you see that, Brad?
I heard the audio.
You heard the audio?
Yeah.
Where he's talking about getting to the bottom of...
Yes.
So listen.
Okay.
Just for a second. On the Annie Fry Show on Friday, the poll question was, what full story do you want the most? The first thing was the Trump assassination attempt.
Mm-hmm.
We asked that poll at the beginning of the show, obviously. And in that show, RFK Jr. suspends his campaign in swing states and endorses Trump. That night, RFK Jr., in one of the coolest political entrances to a rally that I've ever seen, sorry, Foo Fighters, comes onto the stage, and Donald Trump announces that if he wins, he's going to create a commission on assassinations and put RFK Jr. in charge of it or something.
It's so BA.
That was the first thing on our full story list, was Trump's assassination. So in a day, check, if Donald Trump gets elected. Now, RFK Jr., make America healthy again. That's his big thing. Now we've got Cornel West going out and saying, we need the truth.
About COVID.
On vaccines and COVID. So all we have left is the 2020 election and Jeffrey Epstein.
Jill Stein is going to bust open the 2020 election. She's going to be like, uh-oh.
She could.
I got a whistleblower.
She could. She's been as screwed by the Democrat Party as anybody.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I'm just saying, we are batting 500 right now.
Between the two.
Let's go.
I really hope Jill Stein busts open the 2020 election and not Jeffrey Epstein. I want somebody else to be a part of that.
I don't care who does.
I don't either, but I think Jill Stein is more likely to have a problem with the 2020 election.
How would you feel about a WikiLeaks Jeffrey Epstein info spill? Is there anything, would there be something wrong with that?
Here's the problem. With almost any of these stories, because they're so big and they would involve so many people, so much money, so much power, you'd need somebody to be on record breaking the whole thing from the inside. So if it's just WikiLeaks and they hacked them or something, yes, it would mean a lot, but you need that person to come out and bust it.
I mean, Christopher says, Jill Stein, Gary Johnson, Bernie Sanders all come out to endorse Trump despite the DNC. I mean, I could see why they would.
I mean, Gary Johnson wouldn't be too far of a stretch, but Bernie Sanders, I think I'd be watching that one.
If you're more invested in the downfall of the Democrat Party as it exists currently, that's your move.
That Cornel West audio is really surprising because it's like there's this big alignment happening of people who have almost nothing in common politically except they hate corruption.
I really like the like jazzy little snappy beat behind us.
Yeah, like, thank you.
We're gonna expose the vaccine big pharma, COVID, whatever the truth is. We need the truth. That's what he keeps saying. We need to know the truth, and we need to get the people out of the way who are keeping us from the truth. And it's like boom, 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 and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
This is how I feel about it.
Yeah, like, I want the truth, and I love your groove.
Yeah. All at once, Cornel West. I don't know about the rest of his policies, but all hands in the middle. Let's beat the Democrats in November. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. How will Kamala's avoidance strategy impact her campaign? Brad, Ryan, and myself will answer that when we come back. You need to answer it on the YouTube live chat poll right now. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.